the phone.
Don't worry, Mom. My secretary will get it. Hey, come on. Tell me to get the phone, girl. Hurry up. This could be important now.
I'm not going to move any faster if that phone played Shake Your Booty. Good afternoon. 4M Limited.
4M what, Hoosers?
One moment, please. I'll see if he's in. It's for you, boss.
Cello, 4M Limited here. J.J. Evans, resident president speaking.
You know there's something weird going on around here.
Yep, and it answers to the name of J.J.
Oh, Chicago Defender. Yeah, you want a table for tonight for six? Yeah, for the opening of comedian extraordinaire Tyrone Tyler? You got it, brother. See your face at the place. Well, that makes every major newspaper in town coming down tonight. Uh-oh, gotta make some changes here. Can't have the Jewish Post sitting too close to the Voice of Egypt.
J.J., what is this nonsense about you calling yourself 4M Limited?
That just ain't me, Ma. That's us. See, since I got back into the entertainment business managing Tyrone, I thought we ought to have a fancy name. So I named us 4M Limited.
Well, how come that's us?
4M Limited. That's Mama, Michael, and me.
Hey, what about me?
You're the fourth M. Miserable.
And your brain makes the limited. Yeah, that's right.
Say what you want, Thelma, but Tyrone's our ticket out of the ghetto.
J.J., we had a showbiz ticket out of the ghetto before, but it turned out to be a round trip. Son, you can't just base everything on somebody that delivers ribs with you.
Hey, Mom, but Tyrone's funny. He cracks us all up down at the rib joint. And you know what they say? You build a better mousetrap and the world's yours. And the world's showbiz gonna be ours, because Tyrone's our mousetrap.
Well, your trap's got a weak spring, because every time he gets up on stage, he throws up.
I got that all worked out, Thelma. I haven't fed Tyrone all day, so tonight at the club when he gets down, you won't have nothing to come up.
Now, J.J., Tyrone's been in that bathroom for 2 hours. Is he ever gonna get out?
He's taking a bubble bath. I'm telling you. The man is going to be a very, very calm performer tonight.
And a very, very wrinkled one tonight.
Hey, Michael, how did things go out there?
Well, J.J., I think I must have handed out at least 1,000 of those Tyrone Tyler things.
Oh, yeah, Michael? Well, tell me something, brother. What did the people say when you handed them the handbill?
Well, most of them said, "Who's Tyrone Tyler?"
Oh, that's now.
Hi, Mom.
But after tonight, people all over town will be mouthing the words.
Who's Tyrone Tyler? Oh, Mom, look at him here. He's flipping and flip, cooler than cars. See Tyrone Tyler for laughs and applause. Tonight at the Bird's Nest. Now that's cute.
J.J., things like that cost a lot of money. Honey, we can't get out of the ghetto by spending money.
Hey, Ma, ain't no big thing. You know, you just make a deal here and there. I let the man print these up for free. I let him in the club tonight for free. You know, one hand washes the other.
Hey, oh, so pretty. Look at me, darling, look at me. What do you say?
I say, you came to remind me it's laundry day.
Oh. Laundry in this outfit?
Of course. Now, how could I think that those clothes were laundry clothes?
No.
I mean, anybody could take one look at those clothes and see they're not for doing laundry. Mm-hmm. That outfit is definitely for putting out the trash.
Oh, that is so cold. That is so cold.
I'm only kidding. Girl, you look gorgeous.
Thank you.
Hey, Malone, if you're not busy tonight, how'd you like to go out stepping with the vice president of 4M Limited?
Ow! No sooner said than done, baby.
You know, Malona, that is a bad outfit. I just love it.
Isn't it? It's a new peasant look. It's not only pretty, it's practical. Now, look at these boots. These boots, once worn to protect your feet when you walk through the cow barns, serve the same purpose when you go out with some of the jive dudes I know.
You know something, Malona? That is just perfectly where the Tyrone's opening tonight?
Oh, yeah, honey. Front row center. That's me.
Well, Anna,
whoa, yeah?
The way Tyrone's stomach acts up, I wouldn't want a front row table.
Hey, Tyrone, brother. You got all revved up and raring to go?
Okay. I think so.
Well, he's rolling now. Ladies and gentlemen, 4M's Limited proudly presents the Atomic Comic. Let's give it up for my man, Tyrone Taylor.
Yay!
JJ, where'd you get that tuxedo?
Later, Ma, later.
It looks like it costs an awful lot of money. Ma. Now, JJ, we got some talking to do.
Ma, please, no talking about the axe on.
JJ, how much did it cost?
$150, Ma.
Oh, my
But don't worry. It's the same tuxedo he's gonna wear for his opening in Las Vegas. Go, Tyrone, my man.
Good evening, folks. My name is Tyrone Tyler, and I'm from the ghetto. Now, there's only one reason I'm from the ghetto. I wanted to be near my family. I went to school right here in the ghetto, but I got thrown out early. The teacher said, if Willie has 8 cents and Theotis has 10 cents, what do they get? And I said, mug. I wanted a bicycle, but my father said I should do what the other kids do, ride a rack to school. Funny things happen in the ghetto.
Went on the Price is Right.
Went on the Price is Right. My ma went on the Price is Right. And she had a chance to win
$500.
$500. If she guessed the price of a can of soup, and she guessed,
$0.59.
And,
the right price was $0.39, but Ma said, I thought you was talking about ghetto prices. Hey, look here, brother. We're going to tighten up on the act here.
JJ, I don't feel so good.
Opening night jitters.
All right, JJ. Now that your atomic comic is having another explosion, I want to know where all the money came from for the tuxedo and those handbills.
Hey, Mars, what you calling showbiz giving credit? All Tyrone has to do is when he gets to be a big star, just tell people where he gets his clothes from.
And just what is that on your head and how much did it cost?
This, folks, is a humbug. The chapeau of all successful managers. With this hat, Tyrone and us are going all the way to the top.
I'm gonna raise some knots on your top if you don't give me a satisfactory answer. Now, I wanna know where all the money is coming from for Tyrone's debut. And for all these fancy suits and hats.
See, Tyrone is one of them
good
rich.
Good news, JJ. I'm empty.
Well, it is out of the house and into the night, because here comes Tyrone and Kid Dynamite! You're gonna be a very, very proud nightclub owner. Cause after tonight, your bird's nest here is gonna be overflowing to capacity.
Maybe, JJ, maybe. Now, that's if this kid is funny.
If he's funny, tell you, this man's a laugh riot, a battle of laughs. And you know, best of all,
he hasn't thrown up in 2 hours.
What? Best of all, he's got the wildest act in town.
You know, JJ, a lot of good talent come through the Nest. I mean, Cosby, Flip, Wilson, Richard Pryor.
Oh, nothing, nothing. That's what it'll look like after tonight when Tyrone explodes upon the scene.
Yeah, you know, I could have owned a piece of them guys, but see, I was always a little bit too afraid to take that plunge. Only once. I went all the way. My nephew, I backed him. I spent a fortune.
Oh, yeah, was he a good comic?
He wasn't even a good nephew. Anyway, I feel with Tyrone, see, JJ, it might be a little different. Maybe I can make a little deal.
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Stanley. Tyrone's 100% owned by 4M Limited.
JJ, maybe you better think about it.
Which one of them turkeys is JJ Evans? Hey, JJ Evans.
I'll see if I can find
Hold it, chump. You fit the description. Tall, skinny, and leaning on the ugly side.
This
scarecrow borrowed $200 from the boss, and we had to collect
$220. I only borrowed $200 3 days ago.
Interest. And we compound interest like we break your bones daily.
JJ, you borrowed from loan sharks?
We prefer to think of ourselves as a friendly service collection agency.
Yeah, if we don't get that $220 yours, you're gonna get the friendly service.
Excuse me, Mrs. Evans. Hey, fool. Now, let me tell you something. You just broke up my brand new chair. That's part of a set.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Right.
Now you got a matching set.
Thanks. Would you like to have a drink? Hi, Stan Bird.
Look. Why don't you thugs get out of here and leave my son alone?
Hey, lady, it's not nice to call people thugs.
Oh, you're right. Forgive me. I meant hoods.
Businessmen. I mean, financiers. We're like banks, only if you don't pay the loan, we deposit you in Lake Michigan.
Lake Michigan? If I don't drown, the pollution will kill me. Now, just wait a minute, you guys. Once Tyrone's a star, I'll pay you back, every penny. Honest, I will.
You can't wait that long.
Wait a minute now, wait a minute. Maybe I can help.
Good thing you came along, Stanley. Because, you know, a half interest in Tyrone just came open, and it only cost
$200. $220.
Okay, all right, now look. Now, if Tyrone is good, JJ, I'll lend you the money. But I got to wait and see how well he does. Now, you guys might as well wait, because if you do, you get paid, all right?
And if he isn't any good?
We get you. And personally, I hope the kid bombs. We'll be right over here.
JJ, brother, I hope for your sake that Tyrone is good. Cause she was in trouble.
I'm way past hoping. I'm into praying.
Oh, JJ, no matter how bad things got, this family never stooped to dealing with thugs like those two.
Well, Ma, I tried the bank, told them the only collateral I had was in cattle, but they wouldn't lend me any money on my cow hat.
Smart answers aren't gonna get you anywhere. You still owe them a lot of money.
Ma, don't worry about it. After people see Tyrone tonight, we're gonna have so much money, I'm gonna use my $5 bills to dust off my 20s.
JJ, I know you're doing this for the family. But then again, I hope you're not fooling yourself. You saw how he was at the apartment.
Ma, this is then. I'm talking about he's working for the big time, which is now.
I hope you're right. And I hope you're good.
Thank you, Mrs. Evans. I'll do my best.
All right, Tyrone. Sit down here, my man. In a couple of minutes, you're going to be out there, and I want you to knock him dead. You ain't nervous, are you?
Oh, I ain't nervous. Who are those two dudes over there?
Well, they ain't drama critics from the Ladies' Home Journal.
Well, who are they?
Just a couple of interested bystanders.
Looks like they're interested in doing some real nasty business.
Yeah, I heard they were thrown out of the mafia for fighting dirty. just jiving.
If you're just jiving, then why is that turkey wearing gloves?
Well, his hands get cold, and he don't want them to chap.
All set, kid?
Never felt better, partner. Never felt better.
I am talking to Tyrone. Now, look, JJ, you and I ain't partners yet. Now, why don't you get out there and introduce Tyrone?
Gotcha. And Tyrone, I want you to go out there, and I want you to kill the people.
And if he don't, we will.
Great jokers, these guys.
So long, Tyrone.
Maestro, fanfare, if you please. Very good fanfare.
JJ look nice on stage.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Bird's Nest is proud to present a dazzling new comic, one of effervescence and rumbosity. A man that is bound to lay more dips in your hips, more glide in your stride. If you don't think it's mess, you got the wrong address. Ladies and gentlemen, need I say any more than the atomic comic? Let's give it up for Mr. Tyrone Taylor. the sound system in here ain't that good. Stan, make a note, new sound system. Maestro, another fanfare, if you please. Yeah. Let's put our hands together one more time and let's hear a dazzling round of applause for the atomic comic, Mr. Tyrone Taylor! why don't y'all just talk among yourselves for a few minutes? I'll be in the back then.
I better see what's happened.
Where's my man?
Where is that kid, man?
He may not be funny, but he does the 109 flat.
My comic!
My club.
Oh, our money.
JJ, is everything all right?
Look, nothing is all right. Nothing at all, Mrs. Alvin. Look, Tyrone is split. What am I gonna do? Wait a minute. Now look, those people are gonna tear up my club. What are you gonna do?
JJ, why don't you do the act?
Me?
Why not? You were better than Tyrone, and you don't throw up.
Me?
Well, look here, we got to do something, anything. A dog act, two monkeys with an arm. Look, JJ, if you do a good show, I promise you, I will lend you the money, man.
Oh, JJ.
You might as well, kid. You got nothing to lose.
But your good looks.
Well, okay.
Oh, good luck, son. We'll be rooting for you. You break a leg. That means good luck.
No, break both legs. JJ, you in trouble.
You'll be lucky if it's only one leg.
Yeah, I haven't done a rib cage in weeks.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Very sorry for the delay, but we had a little problem backstage. But I want you to know that everything has turned out to be very, very groovy. Now, unfortunately, Tyrone Tyler has taken ill.
And taken off.
Now, however, the Bird Nest promised you a new and exciting comedian, and baby, that's exactly what you're going to get. Let me hear a little fanfare there. Let's put it all together for a new dynamic comedian, Mr. J.J. Evans. Come on, give him that hand.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. My name is J.J. Evans. And I'm from the ghetto.
I'm from the ghetto because I wanted to be,
I wanted to be near my family.
I wanted to be near my family. I went to school in the ghetto, but I got thrown out. The teacher said if Theodis had 10 cents and Willie had 8 cents, what would you get? And I said, I said mug. I wanted a bicycle, so I asked my father. And my father said, why don't you be like the rest of the kids?
The first full house in 3 weeks and bingo, nothing.
JJ, where's JJ?
Be with you in a minute, lady.
Yes. If you harmed him in any way.
Stay cool, lady. We're gonna get to that, okay?
JJ, son.
It's conference time.
Wait a minute, you leave him alone.
Sure, lady, for $220. In 10 minutes, it goes up to $240. Well, kid?
Well, I don't have the money. I guess I'm just gonna have to fight you for it.
Don't you make a fool!
Look, Mr. Byrd,
you said you'd loan him the money. Now, I know he wasn't very good out there, but please, can't you help us anyway?
Oh, what the hell? He was much better than my nephew.
Oh.
Here, you people aren't gonna break up this kid.
Nice move there, partner.
Now, it's all there. Now, will both of you get the hell out of my club, please?
Everybody's paying up these days. And the only thing I get to smash a chair.
Mr. Byrd, thank you for loaning JJ the money. I'll see to it that he pays you back every penny. Mm-hmm. Right, JJ?
Oh, right, Ma. Right.
Now, I'm gonna leave you two to work out the arrangements, all right?
Okay, all right.
Thank you.
Well, Mr. Byrd, I guess I really blew it. Showbiz ain't for me.
Oh, I wouldn't say that. I wouldn't say that at all, son. In fact, I still think of you as being in showbiz.
Hey, wow, that's great. Because, you know, I got a lot of great ideas for the club. Whole new policy. Line of dancing girls. I pick them out personally.
Well, that's not exactly what I had in mind, J.D.
Every Tuesday night, ladies' night. I'll be out in the front greeting them.
Well, look, I kind of thought, partner, maybe I would be out front and you would be, like, behind the scenes.
Oh, backstage mastermind, huh? Even though my good looks would help out front. But if that's where you want it, so be it. Partner, I tell you, we're gonna be cleaning up in no time.
You're right. We're gonna start tonight mopping.
Mopping? That's a little further behind the scenes than I had hoped for.
Well, we're not dig this, JJ. Now, mopping pays $10 a night. Now, that means we can dissolve our little partnership and say 22 nights.